I'll say the lecture verse now. The unsurpassed, penetrating, and perfect truth is seldom met with, even 100,000 myriad kalpas. Now we can see and hear it. We can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself. Homage to all the Buddhas, homage to all the Dharmas, homage to all the Sanghas. I'm Reverend Kinray, in case some of you don't know who I am. And the idea of the retreat, the theme of the retreat is finding a peaceful and compassionate heart. So what I'll mostly be talking about is how actually we do that. I mean, and actually what it is it's a Dharma teaching for us all whenever we're not peaceful. Whenever we, instead of being compassionate, we're critical and judgmental. This is giving us a Dharma teaching. What it's actually telling us very straightforwardly is that we're deluded. That's what delusion is we're not at peace with the conditions we're in. And most of us can think, well, that covers a lot, but that's why we need to train, is how do we transform that and how do we deal with it so that we find, you know, that we can be at peace. And peace is the world is full of people, and it's actually rare if you talk to somebody, what they really are looking for in life is to be peaceful. You know, like, you know, go to high school students. What do you want to do when you grow up? Be peaceful. It isn't one of those responses that people usually, they want this, they want that. Well, the Buddha emphasized being peaceful. And actually, being compassionate means you're able to embrace and connect to whatever's going on. Well, when you're judgmental and critical, you're cutting the world into pieces and rejecting part of it. And how do we learn not to do that? What do we do so we're not cutting the world into pieces, cutting ourselves off from others, cutting ourselves, being upset with ourselves and not wanting to be who we are? And, you know, and it takes deep, you know. So a lot of training is what do we do, you know, with our strong emotions, our strong fears, our strong desires, and how do we convert them? So instead of being filled with fear, worry, anxiety, frustration, we can actually learn to let go of it. One of the delusions that people will have is that if you practice and train, you won't feel fear, desire, worry, anxiety, all those things. That's wrong. The arising of it is normal stuff. If I'm in a car and the brakes don't work, fear and worry come up. If I suddenly realize I may have a dreadful disease, feelings come up like, I don't want this. And training, the practice isn't that you're supposed to want a lot of the things that happen. It's how can you be at peace and realize it's not a fundamental problem that you're not getting what you want, which is really what fear, worry, anxiety is, that you're worried about you're not going to get what you want. Life is going to give you conditions you don't want. And how do you actually learn to accept that and realize you don't have to react to it? You can just deal with it and realize it's okay. In a deeper level, on a practical level, it may not be okay, but that's life. Life is going to give you a lot of conditions that we don't want. And we can't picture a reality in which this isn't the case. It's like somebody who has just emailed me not long ago saying, you know, that it really struck her when I gave a talk saying, we live in a world in which small children have to die. Because we can't picture a reality in which, you can't come up with a reality in which small children aren't going to die, have illnesses, have accidents, you know. You know, we'd want to minimize it, but no matter what you do, bad things have to happen. And the very fact that the Buddha, the very thing that triggered the Buddha becoming a monk was walking out and seeing an old man, a sick man, a dead man, and a monk. And it pointed out the fact that these are inevitable parts of life. We're going to often, and the reason it's a teaching is, it's not something anybody says, this is what I want. You know, like this is what I'm looking forward to, old age, disease, and death. But on the other hand, this is what, you know, this is inevitable. This is actually what life is about. And actually we can realize we're not being bound by it. And we can be at peace and realize we can realize the karmic conditions aren't really a problem in the deeper sense. On a practical level, they're a problem the same way as, you know, if the Zoom doesn't work, you know, or like I do Zoom all the time, and I kind of so grateful that my Wi-Fi has never failed, because it fails regularly. It just hasn't failed during a Zoom talk. Or like I gave a Zoom talk a while back, and I, just like here, I had my microphone off. And I did an entire talk with the microphone off. And I thought, okay, this isn't what I want. But to my amazement, most people stayed on anyway. And so when I asked for questions, I found out the microphone had been off. And I thought, wow, that's interesting. They sat there for half an hour with having silent dharma. But we always are going to be getting conditions we don't want. You know, it's we're not being at peace because we get what we want. It's like somebody, I remember, was just getting upset with something being wrong. And I said, well, you know, there's no practice in accepting what is right. The practice is life is often going to give us what is wrong. The world, you know, and all sorts of things in every relationship. We're going to get things wrong. Everyone we're with is going to get things wrong. The world is going to get things, you know, the government, people get things wrong. They'll get things right too, but, you know, whoever you are, I get things wrong all the time. If you, how can we be at peace and realize in a deeper sense, you know, there, all those conditions are like a dream. In the sense you look back, all the pain in your life, right now you're sitting here, where is it? What happened to it? You've been angry how many times? What happened? Where is it right now? Right now it's like a dream. And if you don't hold on to it and have a story about it, the pain didn't really matter. It was just something you went through. The reason sometimes it matters is we keep telling ourselves how bad it was. You know, nobody keeps replaying the pain of running a marathon all the time because they chose that pain. You know, that was good pain. You know, and part of the practice is how do we make everything realize whatever we're encountering, whatever it is part of our path. This is our training, how we deal with it. And the real training is how do we deal with the hard things. I don't have to train very hard with everything going smoothly. Like, you know, if everybody's telling me how good this retreat is, well, that's not exactly training to kind of accept that people like something. The training is, what do you do when things go wrong? Or as somebody very nicely put it, is on which you can remember during the retreat, he said, remember, meditation isn't the real practice. Meditation is preparation for the real practice. The real practice is when the passions impact our heart. You know, it's when the strong feelings come up. Just like, you know, if you have an illness, that's the real practice is how can you have acceptance and be at peace with the fact that you're going through something hard. So I'll kind of be talking like, and people often don't understand, you know, these, although these are very basic Buddhist concepts, people often, it's very hard to take them to heart. And part of the ways we take them to heart is to see, what are you actually telling yourself when something happens? If you're saying how horrible it is or this shouldn't have happened, on a practical level, maybe it shouldn't have happened. But like somebody making a mistake is, you know, on the other hand, it's what happened. And how do you embrace it with an open heart and realize it's just life. Things go right, things go wrong, you know. And how you deal with it, that's your spiritual training, and that's the path. And when you know what, then you can take it in a positive way. Everything you encounter is part of the way and is good. The same way as if you're running a marathon, whatever you encounter is part of the way. You know, it's not like this is getting in the way of it. This is the way. And if you, and if you do, and if you choose to do something, the problems aren't a problem. It's just the way. Just like, you know, one of the reasons people can raise children is the meaning of raising a child is more important than the difficulties. Nobody wants to wake up three times at night, but you know, but if you have an infant, you're probably going to be waking up frequently at night. You're going to go through a lot of things that nobody really wants to go through, but the meaning of it is there. And when the meaning of your training is there, whatever you encounter has deep meaning. You know, it's not in the way, it is the way. And that's why you can find peace with it rather than being a problem. It's what you need to deal with. And so when we get critical and judgmental, when we think this shouldn't be happening, well, whatever's happening should be happening. That's the karma. Not that it's right, but it's the karma that people make mistakes. It's like, what reality are you in if you think, wow, how could this be happening? It's like I remember somebody going up to Ajahn Chah who was having health problems, and he's kind of complaining about the health problems. And Ajahn Chah just said, if it shouldn't be happening, it wouldn't be happening. This is your karma. And one of the reasons we train is to realize that we're trying to make do good. That's the ground of Buddhist training. Whatever you're doing, you're trying to do good, because doing good simply is doing that which will minimize suffering and create more happiness. That's the definition of the precepts. If you're doing evil, you're doing something that's causing suffering. And when you see that clearly, nobody would break a precept. It would be like touching a hot stove. You know, why are you making more suffering? We do it because we don't see it, you know, or we don't fully accept that this is making suffering. And a lot of training is just seeing how do we do good and then realize whatever the consequences are karma. And no matter what we do, we're going to always be getting good and bad karma. Because we're born with karma. You know, you're born with stuff. You know, you don't have anything to do with it. I can think of things that I had as a small child that I think, where did that come from? Why was I terrified of that? And it's just karma. But if you train, you can realize that whatever the karma is, you don't have to be affected by it. Training isn't getting caught up in the good and bad karma. We want to make the good karma, just the same way as if I cook dinner, I want to make it not burn. You know, I want to, you know, get some sleep. I want to do all the things that are going to make me feel better and be good karma. But when I don't get what I want, how can I still realize it's fine? It's not a problem. And we don't have to be affected by it. And we can just be at peace with whatever the karma happens. And no matter who you are, saints, great masters still often have difficult karma, bad health, other things. You know, hell, the Buddha had his nephew try to kill him. Not good karma. You don't want to have somebody try to kill you who's your own relative. But, you know, that's the nature of things. We're always going to be getting good and bad karma. And we want to make good karma. We want conditions in our life to be as good as possible, because that's what's good to do. I never try to make myself or others suffer. But on the other hand, we can't avoid the suffering. And how do we be at peace with it and embrace it with a compassionate heart that is open and sympathetic to whatever's going on? Anyway, that's enough of an introduction. So anyway, during the course of the retreat, people can kind of think, most people have trouble just with the concept of, Like, you know, our master used to like using the line, all acceptance is the key to the gateless gate. You know, when people have trouble, how do I accept everything? Well, first of all, we do it by learning how do I accept each piece of karma that comes up. Because there's no way we accept everything. We have to work with each thing. Just like we don't free ourselves from fear. We free ourselves from each fear, each worry, each criticism that comes up. And learn to see clearly that there wasn't a real problem there. There's no reason to be disturbed. So all of you can think about that during the retreat. If you want to, it's whatever your counseling is, but that's an issue that you're welcome to bring up. And also we'll have discussions. So, and these are themes I've talked about for a long time, but people usually they have difficulty with it. You know, it's like, you know, just the feeling like I can. And a good example is, how can you be at peace with the news? You know, yet, I often like telling people, what year did you like the news? Like, well, 1987 was a great year. I mean, I never remember a year where people liked the news. But people will get upset thinking the world should not be this way when, you know, this is the nature of things. This is big, you know, this is the world. And, you know, it has both people doing good and bad all the time. There's places where people are doing well, and we usually look at the places where it's not going well. But it's always happening, and it's not like we're trying to do good. And doing good in the world is important too, but to accept that the limitations and to accept we can only do what's in front of us. You know, we can't transform. You know, we can only do good. You know, training is doing good right now. And finding peace right now. Anyway, that's, I'll let people meditate, because in meditation what you're learning to do in a way is just learning not to react. In a way, you can understand meditation as you're trying to be at peace whatever thought or feeling comes up. How do you not react? And that's what's happening. And you can actually see how much you react to things by the fact that your mind keeps getting caught up in this, in that, or I don't want to feel this way or that way. And you just let it all go. There's actually peace and joy there, but you can only find it if you don't get caught up in what it is. Maybe I'll finally stop talking. I can keep going. I mean, I have notes for a whole week. Anyway, nice to see everyone, and nice you could all be here. It's an honor for the Abbey to have asked me to do the retreat, and it's an honor to have people listen to me, you know. Thank you all.